Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Welcome into the End of the Bench on this Wednesday, March 20th. And what we've got here is a partially empty studio as we get ready for the NCAA tournament. Two-thirds of us in the building, David Collier and Lucas White across the way at the First United Bank studio. The other third in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, the Steel City, the City of Bridges, I actually learned last night doing a little deep dive in the town that you're currently in. Jeff Haxson, the voice of Texas Tech men's basketball. Hax, what's it been like being there for, I guess, not even a full day, but you enjoyed your time so far in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it's been good. There are a lot of bridges, man, and there a lot of them are the Steelers, Penguins, Pirates, Gold, and I like it. It's a cool city, man. We went out to a place called the Eagle last night, and it was one of the best dining experiences I've ever had, I think. I mean, just it was Southern food in a northern city, but the shrimp and grits that I had last night was unbelievable, just incredible. And we had a bunch of different sides. We had some collard greens, or as Michael Scott would say, colored greens. We had some mac and cheese, some fried chicken, some all kinds of stuff, dude. It was really good.
The Eagle,
yeah, I've had a good time.
The Eagle, a food and beer hall featuring fried chicken, as you mentioned.
Yes, man. Yes. Cool setting.
Do you want to take a shot in the dark at how many bridges there are in Pittsburgh? Again, dumb knowledge that I come across last night just looking up Pittsburgh stuff.
35.
Oh, 446.
Oh, my gosh.
446 bridges is what, at least that's what the old Wikipedia said, but yeah.
The Wikipedia.
Yep. So what's on?
Do you like my bedspread?
I do. I was going to ask you. You look very regal today,
dude.
A little bit chilly there in the hotel room.
I can't get warmed up.
No hot tub?
No, not that I could find yet. Here in the old Westin, but guys got practice off site today, practice on site today, and it's a good spot to be. This is the one I was rooting for. I was really wanting to spend some time in this town because I've been here before, but it's just kind of a blow through type situation. And from the hotel room, 18 floors up here, you can see PNC Park, and then behind that is the Steelers Stadium. I don't know the name of it.
It used to be Heinz Field. I have no idea what it is now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can see both of them. And PNC Park is gorgeous. It is beautiful right there on the river. And so, yeah, all good.
AccuSure Stadium, apparently. Accurate, and I have no. I'm not even going to say it's Heinz Field. Let's just go with that.
Heinz Field, yeah.
So you got two practices on tap today. You know, you mentioned PNC Park. You know what happened this morning?
What?
The Major League Baseball season started this morning.
Literally.
Yep, the Seoul Series, the LA Dodgers and San Diego Padres played a little baseball this morning. I had no idea. And, you know, usually I leave the TV on ESPN when I go to bed, turn the TV on. I looked and I'm like, oh, we're showing some random spring training games, but it says live up there. And then, yeah, had no idea. Lucas, did you know?
I did know they used the Shohei Ohtani, Yu Darvish promotion to get the get that game started. So that was the big headline of the game.
Yeah, and the Padres were leading most of the game. I go to drop the kid off, and then they're not winning. It got ugly late there. I think the final was 5-2. But yeah, baseball season started up. I know you're not in baseball mode, but nor was anyone else, to my knowledge. And yeah, we had baseball. So I know you're locked in on that, but also spring football started up yesterday. You have any interest in that? It was pretty interesting. We got to listen to Joey McGuire talk, and I'm gonna go over some of what he said during today's show, but any interest in, you know, looking ahead to that at any point today?
I mean, we can talk about it. I have no interest at all in it because I have basketball and baseball going on at the same time.
I know. So well, I'm in the same boat.
Only so much room.
In the old line.
Yeah. But I'm glad he's excited, and I'm glad that their facilities are getting built. And I did watch the little special he did with Gio on the field, and watched that last night. And man, it looks different. And man, does it look cool! I can't imagine how cool it's going to look once it's you know, all the bells and whistles are finished off with that building. Because right now, you know, even like it feels like it's about three quarters done, maybe. I don't know. With the facade, it just looks really, really bad A, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think it'll help keep the noise in there. And so that was a cool angle to do that interview from, just kind of talking about the future. And I really do think the future is extremely bright. I enjoyed his Kool-Aid line that's been playing. you know, everybody's saying, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Well, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, you know, and I think that's in reference to how we all drank the Kool-Aid last year and got burned by it a little bit. And he's saying, hey, don't worry about that. It's going to be all good. So no, I think the future is really, really bright over there.
Well, I'll touch more on some of that stuff. Plenty of things said. Obviously, we're not going to get to talk to Joey for a while. So he stood in front of the microphone and talked quite a bit about the football team. There were a couple of new faces out there, some faces that weren't practicing that were kind of a surprise. We'll give you some of those details coming up here in headlines also. Talk a little Texas Tech baseball and get Hax's thoughts on how much basketball he actually watched last night, because the NCAA tournament did tip off, and it was in at least one case as boring as advertised. And one guy in the studio, actually both guys in the studio, happy that game went the way it went. We'll recap that. We'll recap Texas Tech baseball. You're listening to The End of the Bench. Join us on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We're going to need your help today. Hax is cold. I'm all alone here in the studio. And Lucas is pretending like he can't talk. So chat us up on the chat line. You're listening to The End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on The End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
All right, it's what you need to know here on The End of the Bench. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday NCAA Tournament Eve for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. They are in Pittsburgh, arriving yesterday. They will hit the practice court, as Jeff Haxton mentioned in the last segment. They'll practice in front of the public, the more shoot-around than anything, typically, later this afternoon there at PPG Paints Arena. Is that what it's called, Hax?
Close enough.
It's a lot of P's. It's where the Pittsburgh Penguins play. There will be ice, I'm sure, under the floor. Hopefully we don't have slipping issues. That's another issue altogether. But the Red Raiders will practice. They'll speak with the media today before getting things underway tomorrow night at 8:40. local time here in Lubbock with the pregame starting at 7:30 on Double T 97.3 with Jeff Haxson and Chris Level. Texas Tech baseball opening up a five-game homestand last night with a 9-4 win over Abilene Christian, getting home runs from Cade McGee, a three-run shot in the bottom of the first inning, and Drew Woodcox, a two-run shot in the bottom of the third, his fifth of the season, tying him for the team lead. Wildcats scored two runs in the first inning on a total of zero hits. Jeff Haxton, four walks, a pass ball by Zane Petty. Tough outing for him. He goes just one inning before giving way to Parker Hutera, who pitched two scoreless innings to get the win, one of seven pitchers to take the mound for the Red Raiders. Now back to Big 12 play when they open up a three-game set with the BYU Cougars Thursday at 6:30 at Rip Griffin Park. That one you can listen to. That will be here on 100.7 The Score, 6 o'clock pregame, 6:30 first pitch. NCAA tournament, we mentioned it, got underway last night, at least with some first four action. The early game featuring Wagner and Howard. Wagner moves on with a 71-68 win. And in the nightcap, some riveting television. Absolutely amazing basketball. If you like to see 14 points by one team in the first half, that was the Virginia Cavaliers. They were thoroughly dominated last night. Would you agree with that, Lucas? 67-42, the final in that one, as the Rams move on to the first round of the NCAA tournament. Ugly. Did you get a chance to watch any of that, Hax?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite a bit of it. It makes you a little bit ill that you lost to that in the national championship. Now, that Virginia team was twice as good as the one that we saw last night. But here's something I want to throw at you. Stephen A. Smith on Tony Bennett. It's not funny, and I take no joy in saying this, but if I were – but if were me, I'd fire him.
Wow.
Strictly because of being boring. You cannot be that boring and unappealing for so long and get away with it. They were ranked 194th in the country in total offense. You know what this reminds me of, though, a little bit? Kelvin Sampson at OU. I, at least the way I remember it, is OU fans. Now, this is following Billy Ball. This mm-hmm. is following Billy Tubbs and the excitement in 100-point games that came with Billy. I think they got bored of Kelvin pretty quick. Kelvin took OU to one Final Four. Tony Bennett has had a loss as a one seed and a national championship in back-to-back years. You want to talk about stretches of incredible extremes. But I don't – it's hard for me to go about – I don't know. I like to win. I don't really care what it looks like. I like to win, and that's what Tony Bennett does for the most part. And that's what Kelvin did for the most part at OU, and that's what Kelvin's doing now. What are your thoughts on Tony Bennett and that statement from Stephen A. Smith that he would fire him?
Well, I guess it partially depends on how many people are in the arena at home games right now, right? I mean, eventually the honeymoon wears off. They haven't won an NCAA tournament game since the have they won a tournament game since the national championship? I guess how long of a leash do you give a guy after he wins a national title is probably the best question for that.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure about their crowds. I think they have good crowds, but I'm not certain. I'm not a Virginia aficionado here.
Understood.
I don't know if they've won an NCAA tournament game. I don't know that either.
They have not.
They have not. Okay. Wow. Jeez.
So okay, they won in 2019. They've gone to the NCAA tournament three times since winning the national title, and they're 0-3 in their tournament game since then.
Wow. Okay. Well, maybe it is time to start talking about it. But I know he was a winner at Washington State. I know he's, for the most part,
been a winner with everywhere.
Virginia. But 14 points, my Lord. And then, you know, I didn't watch much of the 14-point performance. I watched most of the second half. Those guys look like they couldn't, if you tripled the size of the rim, that it looked like they couldn't throw it in even then.
Yeah, I kind of agree to an extent with your Kelvin thing, but I think they always had the potential of scoring points with Kelvin. They just slowed it down when they had to. I mean, they would do that little three-man weave thing at the top of the key and just kind of bore you to death with that until they found a shot. It certainly wasn't exciting basketball, but I think they had the potential of scoring compared to, like you said, this team. I don't think that there's anything exciting about them. In fact, one of my favorite shots, and I'll be honest, I had it on, but once I saw the score, I wasn't paying attention, was the shot of the Colorado State fan that had the shirt that said, Virginia basketball is Iowa football.
They are very, very similar.
So, I don't know. How long? That's probably my biggest question. You have one national title in your school's history. That guy got you a national title. How long do you let him ride it out? And I think it comes down to how many people go watch their games. I get it. It's boring, but I'm kind of like you. If you're winning a national title playing boring basketball, if you're winning on a regular basis playing boring whatever, you know, as long as you're winning, eventually, though, like you said, people got tired of Kelvin.
That whole school is boring, let's be honest.
I think Lucas is all Virginia'd out at this point.
Well, he should be happy because they are atrocious and somehow got in. I mean, I said it last night that I didn't think OU would get in, but my goodness, they would roll those guys. Gee, man.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I guess everybody was complaining about St. John's would have too, but I totally think Oklahoma would have beaten them, even though Oklahoma, much like Kansas and Texas Tech, very limited with injuries right now. But it would have been a better basketball game than what was on television last night. Colorado State does move on, and they get the Texas Longhorns, the seven-seeded Longhorns in the Midwest region. That game will be tomorrow. And Wagner, for all the work they did last night against Howard, they get number one seed North Carolina in the West. So congratulations, best of luck against one of the favorites to win the national title in the Tar Heels. And one other headline, we mentioned it in the first segment, though, Texas Tech men's football, as opposed to women's football, hasn't started yet. We lost light on you there. Actually went dark on us. The football team opened up spring practice yesterday, their first of 15 workouts as they work towards the April 20th spring game down in Midland. Jalen Conyers, the tight end transfer from Arizona State, one of the headlines from the practice, was wheeling around on a little cart. He had a boot on his foot after practice.
The Zach Smith mobile.
Yep, exactly. Joey McGuire said after practice he had broken a bone in his foot during, the off-season portion of workouts, just stepped on something funny. But he expects him to be ready to go when it matters. But, yeah, all of these, you know, transfers. Now, we did get to see some of the wide receiver transfers in action, and there were certainly still plenty of big tight ends out there. But, you know, two of the people I was looking forward to seeing most would be Micah Hudson and Jalen Conyers, and both out with injuries for spring football. We'll talk more spring football, some of the notes that we got from Joey McGuire and his visit with the media afterwards, and we want to visit with you as well. You can join us on the Visual Edge IT hotline, 806-771-0973. And if you don't want to call, you can talk to us on the Yates Flooring Center chat line as well. This is the End of the Bench here in Lubbock and beyond in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Stay with us.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey there, welcome into hour number two on the End of the Bench. David Collier here, Lucas White in studio as well here in the First United Bank Studios. Jeff Haxton in Pittsburgh getting ready for the first round of the NCAA tournament, Texas Tech and NC State. You can find that tomorrow on Double T 97.3. Our coverage begins at 7:30 with that 8:40 tip, all that local time here, late night basketball for the Red Raiders there on the East Coast. This a 9:40 tip if you're making that trip to Pittsburgh. Late night basketball. Got to love the scheduling of everything going on there for the NCAA tournament. Join us on the Visual Edge IT hotline, 806-771-0973. You can also interact with us on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll get to that here in a little bit. I know plenty of responses on there. A couple of questions as well. Early ask the bench warmers, but we'll go through some of that stuff as well here in the next few minutes here in hour number two. We're also on the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you by our friends at Happy State Bank. If you're listening to us there, we appreciate that as well. Jeff Haxton joining us now from Pittsburgh. Hax, you going to watch a little more basketball tonight? We do have two more play-in games, and I guess I should let you know on that as well. 5:30, you can listen to Grambling in Montana State on Double T 97.3, and that will be followed at 8 o'clock tonight. The Colorado Buffaloes taking on the Boise State Broncos and one of the many former Red Raiders in the NCAA tournament. Going to check any of that stuff out tonight? You gonna watch Boozo?
Oh yeah, definitely. I usually write the night before, so even with all this extra time tomorrow, I'll sit right here, start my writing and my game preparation, and it looks like we got a little swivel on the TV, so I'll watch some hoops, write some hoops, and try to gather some interviews tonight, because we got a long pregame show, at least an hour and 10 minutes. So
yeah, I know. So I guess this is inside baseball stuff. What happens if the previous game goes into overtime and you guys are a little bit later? How does that work for you guys? Pregame show 7:30 and you just fill?
Yeah, you fill. Yeah. Kind of like me on the Tim Tadlock Show Monday.
Just go and go and go. You're a talker, though. You can go for a while.
Yeah, I can. We can fill it. And the thing that's the only line that you really tread and walk is usually at that point, and this has happened many times, the game is so exciting in front of you, you almost want to do play-by-play for it, but you can't. You have to do just kind of an outline.
Yeah.
And that's kind of hard to do because you're reacting to an overtime game in the NCAA tournament, you know.
Yeah.
The best example is when Loyola won against Miami to start the Sister Jean saga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, that was happening 2 feet from us, Level and I, and that was something else.
I don't know how you do that, though. I mean, last week when you were actually calling the game on Double T 97.3 and Choice and I were here in studio, Choice was doing his darndest to try to call the basketball game while we were watching it on the television. I can't imagine having it sitting right in front of your face and not being able to, you know, call the action. I guess the only thing that would limit you there is not knowing half the players on Loyola or Miami's team.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I don't do – like, Level will sit in on all the film sessions and that sort of thing. I don't do a lot of scouting of the opposition. I just don't. I write where they rank and their personal stuff, their personal file, and I don't do a lot of X's and O's because it just doesn't come in, you know. If you're calling where the ball is, it just, you don't really need to know that they're running horns down.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever kind of play You just don't. So that's just me, though. A lot of play-by-play guys do that stuff, but I don't.
Yates Flooring Center chat line here, an early benchwarmers question for you, Hacks. Tyler has volunteered for the Houston Open through his company, which is great, but he says, how do I break that to my wife that I'm going to have to miss Easter Sunday plans to go usher the 18th hole? I know we're very early into the bench here, but it might get buried, and I'm horrible at sifting through that.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on because, if we should make it to the Sweet 16, that's Easter Sunday, Good Friday territory. I don't know how you do it. Just up front, say, darling, this is what's happening. I'm going down to watch some golf.
Well, I mean, your employer has volunteered you to do something. I mean, you got to still collect that paycheck, right? Could be worse things you have to go work for.
Yeah.
What else here? Oh, Bobby Hot Dogs. Why would I change it? This in reference to us talking about Kevin McCullough not playing in the first hour, not playing for Kansas in the NCAA tournament. Why would I change it? I've already had Samford selected. Do you have Samford winning that basketball game before or after?
After.
I don't know anything about Samford. I just think as much as I hate Hunter Dickinson.
Mascot.
I know their mascot. I don't know any players on the team. Couldn't pick the head coach out of a lineup, as far as I know. But I do know who Hunter Dickinson is. And I can't switch that on my bracket. Another bracket question for you here. Purdue or Gonzaga?
Purdue.
It's going to make me ill if Purdue makes it to the Final Four. I mean, Zach Edey's kind of fun to watch, but just an underachieving program. It's one of those, until they get there, I refuse to pick them to do anything.
Did you see that Nebraska didn't take long to replace Trev Alberts?
I did not see that.
Washington Athletic Director Troy Dannon is the new athletic director at Nebraska.
Why? Wow. Stays in conference.
Yeah.
As dumb as that sounds.
I hate that so much. Do you see Trev Alberts swaying back and forth with the dorks down there?
I've never been a big Trev Alberts fan, but good for him. He's got a little bit more money to work with, better conference.
Same conference.
Yeah, right.
No, sorry. It's all going to be one conference before it's all set.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
We are here in the First United Bank Studios. You are on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, and Jeff Haxton joins us once again from Pittsburgh hotel room. Busy day of getting ready for tomorrow's NCAA tournament game. Kind of pushed it back a segment, but Lucas, let's do some burning questions.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
So you get paid $100 every time you have to go to the restroom, but as soon as you open the bathroom door, your least favorite song starts to play. Whatever that is. How many times are you going to the restroom? This is only for one day, though. So for one day, you accumulate $100 every time you go to the bathroom. At the same time, your least favorite song starts to play. How many times are you going to the bathroom for that one day?
Well, I'm going to have a strict diet of water.
And what song would it also be, I guess?
Man. Worst song. Well, I will say this. I'm going to have a strict diet of coffee and water and I'm going to go to the bathroom as much as possible because I can stomach whatever song you want to put in there. Macarena. I can listen.
Love me.
Yeah, that, I mean, there are so many songs that I dislike, but not enough to prevent me from making some money. Yeah, I'll make 10 trips, 15 trips to the bathroom. It's not going to be pretty.
Do you just walk in and walk out and walk in and walk out, or do you actually have to go?
No, I think you got
to go. You actually have to go.
Okay. I'm probably making it 10 times.
Yeah, I'm going as much as possible. We'll count it as a cleanse day, right?
I don't have single out hatred for songs like I do movies. So I don't know. That's hard to say.
Yeah, because even with songs I don't like, then I can sing along to them and make fun of them. You know what I'm saying? There's not many songs that I can think of that I'm just like, I never want to hear that song again.
For me, it wouldn't be a specific song. It would be anything that Taylor Swift is involved in. Anything that she is singing or even featured in, that would be my pick. So you get to choose one of these three adventures to go on. Learn the Force from Yoda, fight crime with Batman, or time travel with Doc. Which of the three are you picking to experience?
Well, could you go running through them real quick again?
Learn the Force from Yoda, time travel with Doc, or fight crime with Batman.
I love Batman, but I'm going with Doc. I mean, he seems like a party animal. That would be a lot of fun. Drunk time travel.
Yeah, I think that's the best answer, but I won't go with that one. I think you're just going to be a sidekick with Batman. You're not going to have a cool suit. You're going to be wearing tights, yellow tights, and, you know, little Hamburglar mask or whatever. I don't want to go that route. I don't want to be the sidekick, even though I'm the sidekick on this show, but I don't have to wear tights for as far as anybody else knows. I would like to, you know, I mean, Luke's a little whiny for me, though. I'm kind of whiny as well. That one would probably be the route I go. Get a little relaxation, quiet time, learn from Yoda. Know that you're going to have the Force. You're going to have a power that a lot of people don't have. Yeah, I'm going to go with hang out with Yoda. I would go Doc Brown, though. That would be a little more entertaining.
I think that's the one I would go with as well. Yeah. And for the last question, you can take your son to any sporting event in the past. So you can go back as far as you want. But you and your son get to go back and experience that moment in person. What experience or what game would you pick to take your son to go experience?
It wasn't necessarily an exciting game, but it would take me out of Idaho 1, where I was sitting in my government housing watching on a little 13-inch TV or whatever. And maybe it would spark the interest in college football. So I would take Brooks to OU's last national title game against Florida State, because I would selfishly want to be there in person and let him experience
boring.
That. Hey, sorry, that's where I'm going to go.
It was just a boring game.
It was a boring game. It was no doubt in a boring game, but I gave my reasons. Are you going to tell me you're going to go watch Bill Mazeroski hit a home run? I mean, go.
Bill Mazeroski?
Pittsburgh reference.
um, I would take I think I would take Perry to see Nolan's last no-no.
That'd be solid.
We have seven of them.
Yeah.
And he did this one when he was 43 years old, I think. Sorry.
No, you're good.
I lost it. Slipped. It would either be that or what I'd love to see in the old-timey ballpark, too. Pick out a really good Mickey Mantle game and go back and watch that. Tiger Woods' first major, the Masters, because you could get 4 days out of that.
Yeah, that would be good. Watching Tiger would be good.
Youthful, young, svelte Tiger.
Yeah, fist pump.
Yeah.
Walk the putt into the hole, that type of stuff. Yeah, no, that would be fun. That'd be a bear to do that for 4 days, though. It's a lot of walking.
Yeah, especially since I could walk about a quarter of a mile right now.
That it, Lucas? We've got some responses on the Yates Florence
yeah, that is
chat
it.
Line. Yeah, that's it. Let's see. Shelley, what, Lucas? Strangest question ever on the bathroom thing. Bullfighter did provide a song that I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't even know it. So, Bullfighter, you could just play it. He said, I would get to know the Boise State fight song by heart if I had to do that, which I couldn't even tell you what. You could play five fight songs right now, and I have no clue what the Boise State fight song is. Texas Fight 10 times in a row from Clay.
Now we got some people thinking.
Yeah.
Oh,
here's another one.
That's the worst song on the planet. Yeah. I'm going to the bathroom none times, if that's the case.
See, I can
now we're talking.
I just, like I said, if I don't like it, then I just make my own lyric. I just do the I've been working on the railroad thing and just move on from there. And that
one, working on the railroad.
The Chili's Baby Back Ribs song would haunt you all your days if you heard it in the bathroom every single time.
Oh, my baby.
Or the Applebee's song. Remember the Applebee's song from a couple years ago?
Oh, yes. The country song?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One of the best episodes of the Office period there is with Michael and Tim Meadows in there with Jan at Chili's. I mean, and they're singing the Baby Back Ribs jingle. I mean, that's just brilliance.
Song I don't like is I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness.
Oh, that's a great song.
I probably know it. I know I know it. I'm just going to have to listen to
it.
See? All you do is do that. You make fun of it. Then you're done and you go drink some more water. Make $100 a pop.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
All right, welcome into the final segment of the End of the Bench today here on 100.7 The Score. Ask the Bench Warmers time. I've got plenty of questions for Jeff Haxton. Hax, you there? I see the screen, but I don't know if you're actually with us. Seems like a negatory. I'm responding on the Yates Flooring Center chat line to you, Bullfighter. He sent us the picture of Walter Tadlock. I wasted a little time yesterday in the sports office when I didn't have it to make my own Walter Tadlock. And there's Hex. We got plenty of questions today, too. All right.
Walter
Tadlock, baby. Hopefully he's got a smile on his face and no frown after this weekend. All right, first one here. Hex, bench warmers, do all of the sports guys from Lubbock hang out together while they're on the road like this? I'll let you answer first.
No.
Pretty blunt, yes, and to the point. It depends. In years past, and I'll be honest, with it being on the East Coast, it's a little more difficult because it's later there and we would have a newscast at 10 o'clock our time. We're not going on till 10:30-ish, so it's 11:30 there. And it's late at that point whenever you're there. By the time you put all your equipment up and you're headed back to the hotel, I mean, it's 12:30. You still got to do your morning sports for the next day. The last thing you're thinking about is going out after that because obviously it's really late. A little easier on the West Coast. Last time I know when we were in Buffalo, I hung out with a guy from the newspaper. Some I hung out with Emily Jones. We went to Niagara Falls and we went to Canada as well with a guy from the Dallas Morning News. Went to a casino the year that they made it to the Sweet 16 with a guy from another television station in town, and we saw Jordan Farmar and that crew in the casino from UCLA that night, and my buddy took a picture of him with his flip phone, and Jordan Farmar was not happy with him. And if you could, and my buddy still has the picture from the flip phone, and it's comical because he'll send it to me from time to time. You can't make anything out, you know. You couldn't even make out somebody's slot machine that's in the shot, you know. And Jordan Farmar is like, "What are you doing, pal?" And we're like, "Just taking a picture of the UCLA basketball player in the casino." Our bad.
He gave you the pal, huh?
Yeah, he was not too happy. The play-by-play guy was there, I believe, is who it was. But there was a contingent there. They were just walking around the casino. But yeah, we saw a basketball team there, so we, you know, took a picture, and it's still there. Just can't make out anything in it. Hacks, any update on Boot Watch? That from Ben on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Boot Watch. This I know people don't believe me possibly on this. I see on travel days, I see so little of these guys because it goes in layers. Like to get on the plane yesterday, Spirit and Band went first. Then family and administrators and radio dweebs went next. So that's the middle of the plane. And then you can't really see the front of the plane. So then I don't see, and you sure can't see feet of players that are coming on. I saw Warren Washington once as he walked by me on the bus, and he about ran me over. So I didn't see if he had a boot on or not. And I don't know if Darian's had a boot on or not, because I haven't laid eyes on these guys. It's crazy.
So we'll get this question out of the way, since we'll follow it up from there from Red Raider Two Guns. Warren Washington, will he play?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just throwing the questions out there. Craig on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Hacks, we need you healthy for a Texas Tech win. Get your back worked on by a Texas Tech trainer so you're good to have all the energy for the call of the game. Good luck. We're counting on you.
Yeah. I'll make it through. I'm just miserable. So something's got to change because, again, I walked with dudes that are 20 years older than me, and I'm lagging a block behind because I really can't walk.
Can you spin in your chair, though? That's a question from the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
What's
how many
that?
How many chair spins tomorrow?
Chair spins. We'll have to see if the chairs spin, and if they do, I'm going to predict two.
Two chair spins. That's a good day.
That's a great day.
Okay.
Chair spins rare.
I didn't know how frequently you did it.
Very rarely.
All right. This Benchwarmers, Walter Tadlock wants to know, out of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Jeopardy, or Wheel of Fortune, which game show would you be the best at in the categories questions if the categories / questions were only food, music, and sports?
What was it? Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and what?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I'm going Jeopardy. If those are the categories, I'm going Jeopardy. I'll wear somebody out.
I would probably go with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, because you have multiple choice on those things, right? I mean, I think I would do pretty decent on Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, but if I've got multiple choice out of the option and it's those three, I'm going Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Got the lifeline and stuff like that. You know, I could call Lucas up, ask him random A10 questions. We'll be good to go. Millionaire, no question. Oh, I didn't even read that, and that was somebody went the same route as me. There's the picture that I made of Walter Tadlock. Walter Tadlock, horse name. Hacks, what is your favorite NCAA tournament city / venue that you've been to, and least favorite?
Least favorite's the Honda Center in Anaheim. That place can burn. I enjoy Anaheim.
Yeah.
That place was a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. Favorite, I'll tell you what, the home of the Boston Celtics up there,
TD Garden
was incredibly impressive.
Tough to get to, but I did like that setup. I just like there was like a subway to it.
Yep.
I mean, that was kind of cool. I'd never seen anything like that. Get off the train right into the arena.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You could go and get on that train, and you open up and you're at the gates.
Yeah. I did like that place, and I also liked when we were doing live shots from there. Boston College was hosting it. So their sports information people were playing like pickup basketball on the court after a lot of stuff was done. And I had them throw me a ball and I took a couple of shots. So I could say I made a bucket in I know it wasn't the original Garden, but still, where the Celtics play. And I'm not even a Celtics fan, but to knock down a baseline jumper in an NBA arena like that was kind of cool. Unguarded, by the way. And the first one, I think I even airballed. The second one I made. Then I asked them if they needed any help, and they're like, "Now we're good." Which made me feel really good about myself. Hey, Hacks, do you want to ask or answer another question on if Warren Washington was in a boot or if he'll play? Because we've got another one from Juan.
Yeah, sure.
All right, this is the final few minutes that we have with you. What do the Red Raiders need to do to get a win? Final 30 seconds or so here.
Have reasonable health and do what they do, which is make shots. This is a shot making team from deep, and get to the free throw line. Keep doing what you're doing, rebounding. The rebounding has really improved, and make the big guy uncomfortable, and you'll win.
All right, Hacks, get comfortable in your room. Do your research. We look forward to hearing the call tomorrow on Double T 97.3. Have fun up there.
Sounds good, Collier. Thanks.
All right. For Jeff Haxton, for Lucas White, I'm David Collier. Stick around. The Bottom Line is next on 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.